Well, it might not sound like the best deal to some, but an anonymous seller has been offering a list of gamer journalists' email address at the going rate of $500. But it seems that that email should in fact be in your spam folder, as it is nothing but a scam. Manager of the anti-spam team at the Australian Communications and Media Authority, Julia Cornwell-McKean, says spamming is a global epidemic and people are falling prey to these too-good-to-be-true types of offers. She spoke to John Gibb.
Look, really what I need to consider is whether a message of this sort would breach the Spam Act. Making offers of that sort probably doesn't breach the Spam Act. It didn't seem from the message in question that, in fact, the addresses had been harvested, because that would be illegal. But the big problem here is that if someone bought that list and then used that list to promote products, that could be spam and that could breach Australian laws.
McKean says she doesn't know why game journalists were targeted this time and says this could happen to people of all sorts in no specific array.
I really couldn't comment on why it was game journalists or any journalists. People of all sorts get targeted, and email addresses have value to spammers. And that's one of the reasons why we tell people where they receive spam emails that they should never respond to these. If you respond to the spammer, then you're validating your email address, and then you're likely to get onto a spam email list, and you'll be spammed even more.
As a spam expert herself, McKean says people fall for these offers. She also says lottery scams are a major problem.
Sometimes people like to think that things are too good to be true. You know, we get lots of complaints about lottery scams where people are told that they've won $1 million or these sorts of things. And when people call, there's always a call to action in these messages, and they call, they're not asked straight away for their details. The spammers tend to string them along, and eventually the spammers will ask for a bank account for them to pay a commission in order to receive their prize. And what I've experienced is some people will actually provide a bank account that they hardly use. So, oh well, you know, thought I might. You know, there's nothing to lose, there's no money in it. And that's a very bad idea, because that is something where scammers can use your identity and use your bank details to make themselves look like you.
The Australian Communications and Media Authority is considered the media watchdog, and McKean says the Spam Act contains the rules concerning unsolicited commercial emails.
Yeah, the Spam Act covers what is called commercial electronic messages, and they fall into two camps. On one side you have electronic messages, which is usually email or SMS, which promote goods and services, and on the other side you have spam scams. The requirements for both of those sorts of messages are the same, and there are really only three key requirements. First, in order to send a commercial electronic message, you need to have consent to send the message. Secondly, the message needs to say who you are and how you can be contacted. And lastly, the message must have an unsubscribe facility, so if someone receives a message and you send it with consent and they change their mind, that they can withdraw that consent at any time.
McKean says that people just don't know what to do when they receive spam emails or messages in general. She tells what to watch out for and what to be aware of.
If people receive emails from unknown sources, someone they don't know, get strange offers, things offering, as I say, lottery prizes or asking for your bank details, you should never answer these emails. If you think that it might be a genuine email but you're not sure, ring the person. If you think that you've won the lottery, you can rest assured you're not going to be told about that via email or SMS. So people should do three key things. The first thing they should do if they receive spam is ignore it. It's not for you. The second thing you should do is report it to us at the ACMA, and you can do that at our website at www.spam.acma.gov.au. And lastly, you should delete it.
Spam is considered a global problem, and McKean says there has been a large amount of reports from all over Australia in relation to the spam epidemic.
Spam is a global problem, and there's always a lot of spam. I couldn't say one way or other where there's been a trend of people sending spam. I can tell you that we receive a large number of reports from members from Australians in relation to spam, and something we have noticed an increase over the last year or so have been scams being sent via SMS message. And that's something that's really an area for concern, because people are receiving these directly to a personal device.
Julia Cornwell-McKean, the manager of the anti-spam team at ACMA, and she was speaking there to John Gibb, and you're listening to The Fourth Estate.